This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar said Wednesday the attorney general in the Midwestern state of Minnesota will increase the charge against a fired Minneapolis police officer to second-degree murder in the death of a black man in police custody. In addition, Keith Ellison will level charges against the three other fired officers in the case. The May 25th death of George Floyd has led to more than a week of sometimes violent protest across the United States over systemic racism and police brutality. The policeman was fired and charged last week with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Second-degree murder, the new charge, can carry a sentence of up to 40 years. That's 15 years longer than the maximum sentence for third-degree murder. As major protests over Floyd's death continue across the United States, the defense secretary says active-duty military members should not be used to quell any unrest. Demonstrators and activists have peacefully taken to the streets in large numbers after George Floyd died, and in some cases, protests have led to destruction, fires, and looting. Floyd's arrest was captured on cell phone video and showed an officer with a knee on his neck for nearly 9 minutes before he died. Secretary Mark Esper said Wednesday he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active-duty forces to control the protests, something U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested in recent days. Secretary Esper said using active-duty troops as law enforcement should only be used in the most urgent and dire situations, adding, "This is not one of them." Meanwhile, President Trump is taking credit as protests in Washington, D.C. and other cities were more peaceful Tuesday night than in nights past. From Washington, this is VOA News. The president said Friday the country has to have a dominant force and that it needs law and order. In an interview with Fox News Radio, he credited his decision to deploy National Guard troops and federal law enforcement officers to the nation's capital. The top United Nations human rights official called on U.S. leaders Wednesday to condemn racism unequivocally and take actions that truly tackle inequalities in the country. In a statement, Michelle Bachelet cited credible reports of unnecessary and disproportionate use of force by U.S. law enforcement officers. She decried the unprecedented assault on journalists, citing at least 200 reported incidents during protests. She called on U.S. authorities at all levels to ensure journalists can do their work free from attacks or repression. The Associated Press says police have arrested more than 9,000 people nationwide during the George Floyd protests over the past week. Former U.S. President George W. Bush released a statement on the unrest across the country. He says black people have seen the repeated violation of their rights without an urgent and adequate response from American institutions. He also said it is a shocking failure that many African Americans, especially young men, are harassed and threatened in their own country. Iran's supreme leader has blasted the U.S. government in the wake of George Floyd's killing for its allegedly hypocritical policies when it comes to upholding human rights. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
They kill people in an open crime, and they do not offer an apology while claiming to support human rights. These are the words of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei speaking in a televised speech on the anniversary of the death of his predecessor. Khamenei, who has final say on all state matters, commented on Floyd's final words, "I can't breathe," saying, quote, "This is nothing new. This is the American nature. This is what Americans have been doing to the whole world." Iranian state TV has repeatedly aired images of U.S. unrest. In November of last year, the Iranian state put down nationwide demonstrations by killing hundreds, arresting thousands, and disrupting internet access. I'm Karen Chamas.
Wednesday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended a new test-and-trace system designed to stop a second wave of coronavirus infection and criticism about a lack of transparency. The system launched in England last week to coincide with the easing of lockdown restrictions. It uses an army of 25,000 tracers to contact people who may have been exposed to the virus. Anybody thought to be at risk of infection will have to self-isolate for 14 days, even if they have no symptoms. The government aims to be able to trace the contacts of 10,000 people a day. Health officials in Pakistan say two more lawmakers have died after contracting the coronavirus, and the national tally of infections has risen by nearly 500% over the past month. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.